In sports, good offense starts with good defense. The professionals at Lakeside Roofing believe in this same motto for your roof. Our full-time service department provides the defense to ensure you get the most out of your roof system. A regular schedule of roof assessment and maintenance is the defensive strategy to extend the life of your roof. Call the winning team at Lakeside Roofing today at 618-344-2800 or 314-241-5253 or visit us on the web at lakesideroofing.com. Choose experience. Choose Lakeside.
Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now, back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com.
We are the Cardinals. We want to win. Now is the time. The chase is on. It's playoff baseball. The chase is on.
We're not on the chase yet.
This reminds me of like when you're at Double D's for karaoke, and then somebody starts the song one octave too high, and then they can't recover. Can't recover the rest of the song.
No.
So people perform this at Double D's.
No, but like somebody might sing Sweet Caroline, and they start it, and it's too high for them, and they can never recover the rest of the song.
Can you handle that in a higher octave?
And then you get a little pitchy, dog.
Yeah. Can you handle the higher octaves?
Somebody posted a video of you performing Rocky Tap on the fan page.
I know.
Does that irritate you that when you can go out and people take videos of you and post them?
Yeah, you don't.
Well, that particular gentleman actually came up to me at Double D's and said, hey, love The Morning After. So he was a very cool dude. But then, yeah, he posted a video of me. I guess whatever.
That's kind of embarrassing, isn't it?
No, because I wasn't even really drunk. It was a Fox 2 end of sweeps party. Like, February ratings book is over. Let's have some fun. We had about 15, 20 people at Double D's having a few drinks and doing a little karaoke, Doug, on like a Wednesday.
I see.
But Rocky Top is my go-to karaoke song.
Okay. That's probably a pretty easy one to sing, isn't it? You can't botch that too bad.
It's got
to
be the Osborne Brothers version.
Doug, Bud Light is the official beer of the Ryan Kelly Morning After, a light-bodied lager with a fresh, clean, and subtle hop aroma, delicate malt sweetness, and crisp finish for ultimate refreshment. When I was pulling it up at a cocktail lounge on Sunday in downtown Miami to watch the Cardinals and the Pirates, I was at a pub with all kinds of different beers. You know what I ordered?
No.
Bud Light.
That's
I keep it real dirty. Know how I do? Purple and gold with the Lakers, the Broncos, the orange and blue.
No, I don't know anything about that, but I do know that I would order Bud Light myself.
Send in your emails the morning after at InsideSTL.com. $20 gift card to the Wellens. It's where we'll be doing the show for the day of the home opener on Monday, April 11th, as the Cardinals open up the home portion of the 2016 campaign. Game two today. Oh, you look like you're
in
a seizure or something. What's going on?
Is Cat
going
to make it that morning?
I would think so.
Or does he have TV duties?
I would think so.
Okay.
I don't know.
Because I'm available.
Wow. All right. Doug, there it is.
He's putting himself out there.
Out there a little bit. Absolutely. Joining us right now, who will be joining us throughout the baseball season, back by popular demand, ladies and gentlemen, the Hall of Famer, Rick Hummel. Good morning, Commish.
Popular demand.
That's right. I had a lot of people asking me, is Rick Hummel going to be back for the season? I said, absolutely. Yes.
Well, all right,
so yes.
Then.
How about that? Doug, popular demand.
Yeah.
When you're in Cooperstown, people want you.
Absolutely.
All right.
That's just the way that it works. You are in Pittsburgh, or are you back in St. Louis now?
No, I'm in Pittsburgh.
And it snowed overnight.
Well, a couple times it's done that. The weird thing about this trip here is that the team has been here five nights and they've played one game.
That's fun.
Wow,
because of the mandated off day you have to have before the season starts. Then they had a workout, then they had a game, then they had another workout. Now, for the first time since last week, they'll actually play 2 days in a row.
Why did they even bother scheduling opening week games in the Northeast and the North when there's enough dome stadiums and warm weather cities? Why do they keep doing that? It doesn't really affect the competitive balance, does it?
Well, there's almost enough warm weather places to do it. God knows why the Dodgers played in San Diego yesterday. I cannot figure that one out.
Yeah.
There's nobody that can tell me that's a good idea.
Yeah.
No.
And you had Toronto playing at Tampa. Well, they both have domes.
Right, and you could play in all the Florida places and Georgia and the Texas teams and the California teams and the dome teams. It's about half of baseball is warm weather. It takes some of the joy out of the game when you go there and it's 38 degrees. Baseball's no fun when it's 38 degrees.
Well, 38 was a nice day actually Sunday for a game here, but it could be real cold tonight. It could be in the low 30s by the end of the game.
And some of the games are being postponed in Cleveland and Yankees, so you're all excited for opening day, and you don't even get the game.
No.
Well, one of the problems, Charlie, is that they have the schedule is unbalanced, where you play a lot more games in your division and fewer games outside the division, so it's probably a little hard to line up. You'd have to play a lot of games, opening day games, outside the division to make this work.
Yeah.
The opener for the Cardinals, certainly a dud. Do you read anything into that, or was that just kind of just one bad game?
I read nothing into it. I mean, you're coming from warm weather and cold weather. You've had off days galore. You face a tough pitcher. Lariano's 6-2 against him. This isn't the first time he's done this. Now, once you start going through the rotation and getting down to the pitchers of lesser repute, and you have the same offensive issues, then you have a problem. But I refuse to look at anything here so far.
Rick, do you kind of have a pulse of the fan base in the sense that I know it's just one game, and we kind of like to joke about overreacting to things like that, but I feel like even in the offseason, maybe it's because of the rise of the Cubs and the way last season ended, I feel like the mood around the Cardinals is a little different this season. The hopes are not as high. And then I just feel like the reaction to opening day was worse, you know, on Twitter and Facebook than I usually see about just what this club could do this year.
Well, good point. The problem they had in the first game was the problem they had much of last season, despite the fact they won 100 games. Their offense is not what it should be. They have struck out 14 times, and nobody moved any runners over. So they don't have a bunch of fence busters. They don't have a bunch of speed. So you're going to have to get runners over, and strikeouts do not move runners over.
Yeah. Now, with Pham getting hurt, does that mean the holiday first base experiment is over? I mean, you're not going to play that. You don't have the bats to do the right-handed outfielder and Holiday at first anymore. You think that we've seen the last of Holiday, at least in the short term at first base?
Not the last of it, but yeah, the short term he'll be in the outfield because you still have first baseman and Adams and Moss. Now, one of those guys will have to play against the left-hander tonight, I would assume. And I wouldn't be surprised if Diaz got a sniff at shortstop one of these next 2 days, probably tonight.
Yeah, it seems to me that they're a right-handed bat short. When you saw the bench the other day in the opener, they had all left-handed hitters, and Fryer, the catcher, you're not going to pinch hit him. Do you get that sense, too, that they could use a right-handed bat on the bench?
Yeah, but, you know, in time, of course, that's a long way off when Peralta's back, but that's where Pena was a big player for them because he's a switch hitter. But he won't be back for a month or so now. And Jerko would have been that guy if Tejada was playing shortstop. So that guy is going to be there in a couple weeks. I don't think Tejada's going to be out there that long. So you're going to have to survive for a little bit. And most teams do not have a tough left-handed reliever like Tony Watson of Pittsburgh. So you can have a pretty left-handed bench against most closers are right-handed. So you're still okay there.
Rick Hummel with us here on the Appliances Counter Phone Lines. You're listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After, CBS Sports, 105.7, HD2 FM, 920 AM, and inside STL.com. Michael Wacha on the mound tonight. And not a great spring, a very good start to end his campaign in Florida. Your analysis of where Wacha is and what caused him problems in the month of March.
Well, I like where he is now because his last start was just what you'd expect out of him, and you kind of want to be that way when you leave spring training. I think he was there's a lot that goes into a delivery, and he was just maybe a hair off on a few things. His arm wasn't bothering him. He was still throwing pretty hard. His location just wasn't very good. He was up in the strike zone a little bit, and when he's good, he has that downward torque where he's right at the knees with that pitch where the hitter thinks it's a ball, and it's not. So what I saw the last start would be what I would more hang my hat on than anything else that happened earlier in the spring.
I guess I was curious if you thought that some of the issues that plagued him toward the end of the regular season and then also what was a average to below average start against the Cubs had carried over, and that's what we were seeing in spring. And it doesn't sound like you think that, Commish?
I don't think so. And I think last year, basically, that's the first year he's pitched the whole season in the big leagues. He didn't run out of gas, but he was tilting toward empty there at the end of the season.
What did you think of the way Wainwright looked?
He was all right. He'd been kind of like that all spring, though. So I think he would like to see, and everybody else would like to see, a little bit better than that. Three runs in six innings is fine. His control is still a little off, and he thinks he can fix it. And generally when he says that, he ultimately does get it fixed. But I haven't seen much improvement from the start of spring until now.
Yeah, it seems like when a guy gets to be 34, 35, he has a bad start or two, you begin to wonder, well, is he not going to be the same pitcher he always is? Do you have confidence that he can be the ace that he's been in the past?
Well, I don't know if he's going to win 20 games again. He went 20 twice and 19 twice, something like that. So I don't know if I see that, but I see 15, and I see a guy who makes all his starts. Now, will he be the best pitcher on their staff by the end of the year? I don't know. I kind of like the way Martinez threw this spring, and, yeah, and Mike Leake, too.
Kamish, you were talking earlier about the lineup and the fact that there's not the prototypical, you know, 35, 40 home run mashers. But when you look at the lineup up and down, and I know you'd like to see big years out of Grichuk and Piscotty if they can stay healthy and do that throughout the whole season. But if you look at the opening day lineup, I mean, you have a guy in Jerko who had 20-plus homers his rookie season and has power. And if a guy like that is batting eighth and Colton Wong has that potential, you can see that if some of these guys reach that potential, I know it's asking a lot for maybe four guys to do that, but you can see this lineup rolling through and being pretty deep.
Yeah, if all their guys had their best year, they'd have a nice lineup. Now, Wong is a big guy. You mentioned him, and he's going to have to be better than he was last year and better than he was the year before that. His lifetime average is .250. That's not good enough. And he came up in a couple spots the other day. Now, granted, Lariano was very difficult against left-handed hitters and got Wong out twice. But he's going to have to be, I don't want to put any numbers on him, he's going to have to be on base a lot and contribute RBIs a lot and make plays a lot. So he's one of the key players on their whole club, I think.
Yeah, and they just committed to him long-term with the contract. Well, what do they do if they find out that he is just a .250 hitter without a whole lot of power?
Well, that's something they'll have to do. They have actually two guys committed through 19. Jerko signed that long also. So they'll be around for a while.
Yeah, yeah. Did you happen to see, we talk about not reading too much into opening day, did you see what happened to San Diego and Milwaukee, two teams that have virtually no chance? Padres lose the opener 15-0. The Brewers lose 12-3. It's going to be a really ugly season for some of these teams, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I think there's two bad teams, certainly in this division, in the Brewers and the Reds. The Reds could be all right, but the Brewers are bad. The East, the Phillies and Braves are going to be bad. The Padres are going to be bad. Rockies might be bad. So that's six bad teams in the National League right there. What you see more than anything else is the casual fan among the 40,000 plus to one of those openers yesterday are just going to say, wait a minute, no, this doesn't look very good. I'm not going back to watch these bumps.
Yeah, it's a really bad message to send your team in the early going. But I guess a lot of these clubs are taking the model that the Cubs just did, where you just trash it all, start over, get prospects. And I guess the Astros did it very successfully, too. And maybe 3 years down the road, you got a team again.
Well, the hard part is for those teams to show the patience to stick to that model. You've seen Colorado try all kinds of different models in recent years, and the Padres, too, for that matter. And it hasn't worked. Now, Houston worked. Pittsburgh finally worked. It should have worked long before it did, but it finally worked. Kansas City worked, but you gotta suck it up for more than just a couple years. It might take three or four or five, and some ownership, some front offices, and don't have that kind of patience, and the manager doesn't get that kind of chance.
Rick Hummel, he will be with us throughout the course of the Cardinals season, and he makes his first appearance here today on the Ryan Kelly Morning After, joining us on the Appliance Discounter phone lines from Pittsburgh, where the Cardinals will take on the Pirates with Michael Wacha on the mound, Jonathan Neese for Pittsburgh this evening at PNC. Kamish, we always appreciate the time. Looking forward to having you on throughout the course of the season. Thank you so much, sir.
You bet, guys. Thank you.
There he is. Thanks. Right with us here on the Ryan Kelly Morning After. You know, you have WrestleMania on Sunday. You have Villanova winning a classic last night. Opening day around Major League Baseball. And you also have the Masties this week.
The Masties starts on Thursbat.
Nice.
Thursbin or Thursbat?
I prefer bin.
Thursbin.
Old money says bin. Yeah.
The par three contest as well.
It's Winsbat.
That's when the kids, it's so cute to see the kids in the little outfits, and they take the putt at the end and they hug daddy.
Oh, and the old timers teeing off first, or is that Thursday?
Is it Arnie? Is Arnie not teeing off?
No, he's not doing it.
That was big news. That was our lead story one day, that Arnie wasn't going to take that shot.
Sad to see him get so old that they're afraid to tee it up and hit
somebody. Well, Doug, golf's first major is right around the corner. We're talking not even 48 hours at this point. And you can play one-week fantasy golf for free at DraftKings.com. Whether you're a master of golf or you're just ready to try a new fantasy sport, you can play one-week fantasy golf for free at DraftKings.com. Just pick six golfers before tee-off, stay under the salary cap, and rack up points for streaks, per-hole performance, tournament finishes, and more. Score the competition, and you could win with every tournament. DraftKings brings the excitement of the game to a whole new level with every monster drive and every made putt bringing you closer to victory. And DraftKings is more than fantasy golf. Choose from a variety of sports to showcase your winning skills. Millions of sports fans have already discovered DraftKings. Now it's your turn. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Fantasy golf contests begin when tournaments tee off. So get to DraftKings.com and choose your golfers. Use promo code 920 and play for free. That's promo code 920 to play for free now only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, play for free at DraftKings. Looking forward to that. I'll have teams galore this week. And I did some baseball yesterday. I don't think I cashed. It's kind of just doing it, not really digging deep into the numbers. And then you have a couple games get canceled. And then all of a sudden you go, oh, I was really bullish on Corey Kluber last night with the Indians. And he didn't pitch. And now I got a problem. And then I got Bumgarner. And he was sick on Sunday.
Take a breath. Cough button.
I don't think it works.
It works.
Did work.
It absolutely works. Yeah.
Took 3 years, but I finally tried the cough button.
Oh, the cat never uses it, I noticed.
Yes. No, he doesn't.
I love the cat, don't get me
sometimes
wrong.
Sometimes you hear some very odd noises.
I'm a throat clearer, but I always do use the cough button.
I try to.
But I think sometimes you can kind of hear it through the other microphones.
Perhaps. But at least you've made the effort. You can't close them all. We can't reach all the cough buttons.
What's important, Doug, is making the effort.
I think so.
But then also, sometimes you got to execute.
Right.
Like sometimes, this is the big leagues. Effort isn't good enough. We need execution.
Yeah.
Otherwise, go back to
Memphis. We'll get the next man up.
Next man up.
Yeah.
Boy, like, there's some of the...
Hazel Baker.
That's right. It's a great, boy, nice analogy.
Rowan Gartner.
What do we have here? Go ahead. We have audio forensics going on?
I heard this one. Tim and I looked at each other.
We have audio forensics? What do we have?
Tim and I looked at each other.
Fun with Audio is presented by Llewellyn's Pub. The $20 gift certificate's on the line for the email of the day. Mm-hmm. And the boys back there, that plowboy and that sea monster, and then
what
Kyle on the ones and twos. During the Rick Hummel interview, there was something. Let's take a listen.
I heard it.
Did you happen to see, we talk about not reading too much into opening gay.
Opening gay.
Mother of God.
We got ya.
Opening gay.
You got.
You know. Opening gay.
You know what's so funny about that? Is that the second Doug said that, Tim and I looked at each other and just had this little, 12-year-old grin.
Yep.
Everybody back there was laughing. And then Plowsy ran out of the door.
Yep.
You knew to go and just clip that audio off. Yep. I love it.
That's the thing about the show. People talk about effort and planning. And we don't, actually.
Correct.
No. But there's telepathy amongst the hosts and the producers that when somebody says something that would really appeal in maybe a second or third grade classroom, we're going to seize on that.
Yeah, you talk about a workforce rolling up their sleeves and getting down to business. That's when it happens.
Like, I lost my whole train of thought during the Rick Hummel interview the second you said that.
You did.
I was out. I went to the teleprompter.
And I just go, your thoughts on Jerko. It happens.
This is the show,
Doug.
Huh?
Yeah, this is the show, Panger.
We moved on March 10th from downtown St. Louis to Hampton Avenue, Jackie Papers.
How's that going for you?
I said at the board meeting, I said I want to be closer to a Taco Bell, and we are now. So there.
Well, you're right next door now, aren't you?
Well, you are too, baby.
And the fascinating thing is you moved all the stuff yourself, from what I heard.
No, the only thing I've lifted in the last 10 years was my suitcase running into Brad Ausmus.
Ausmus, right.
Yesterday morning in
Miami. In his utro.
Yeah, there's in boxers in an ice bucket. Mm-hmm. But Dodge Moving, actually, is the one that moved all of our company's stuff. One of St. Louis's top office moving companies. Over 75 years of experience. They make moving convenient and efficient so you can focus on more important tasks you may have. It is Dodge Moving. Check them out. They moved our company. Let them move yours. Trust your valuable business assets to an office moving company who has experience making moves for companies just like yours. Request a quote at Dodge Moving.com. We played the clip in the 7 o'clock hour of the Villanova student broadcast to the game-winning shot by Chris Jenkins. And Doug, let's relive it right now because I think this might be better than Jim Nance's call or Sean McDonough's call. Okay. Take a
hit the lever, Plowsy.
2 seconds to go. Jenkins, three, right wing to win it. He made it! He made the three from the right wing! At the buzzer! Cats win it all! Cats win it all! Cats win it all! 31 years later, Villanova is the king of college basketball once again!
It's a great call.
It really is.
That's a great call. If Jim Nance would have done that,
yeah,
you would have gone, wow, what a great call. And that
Nance was almost overcome by the crowd noise.
You know, and then the gunshots. Here's right. Jim Nance's call.
Hit the lever.
0.7 seconds. Villanova trying to go length of the court with Archie Diacono. 3 seconds at midcourt.
Jenkins
gives it to Jenkins for the championship.
It sounded like somebody started whimpering in the background. It sounded like somebody was whimpering in the background. It sounded like it.
And what really about those onions?
Bill Rafferty, right?
Yeah.
There.
And so there wasn't a really good opportunity for Nance to do his Nanceism because it was such a buzzer beater, Doug. Yep. Usually he'd say something like, "The Cats crawl to the title."
Nice. I read, I believe Richard Deitch wrote it, the column on Bill Raftery, how he's the only one in recent memory anyway who made it to the top of his profession in his 70s. He got there in his 70s where he was chosen to be the main color guy.
I love that guy.
I do too.
Very funny.
Anna Marita's texted, thanksies for all the Mount Rushy drops, boys, with a thumbs up and a hand pound. I guess she put her Mount Rushmore of drops on the fan page yesterday. Did you guys see that? You did. What was her Mount Rushmore of drops, Doug?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
We had this one right here.
Okay.
And we just had the show from Panger.
So this is the show, huh?
Prod Joe's fall time is here. Now, I saw this once, so I'm just trying to memorize it. So I'm not quite for sure what the fourth one was.
What about the waffle fries, perhaps?
That was correct. Mm.
Do we have what about the waffle? I don't know if we have that.
I think my favorite right now is Mazalok saying, is Tim here?
Fall time is here.
What about that? What about we knew fall time was here?
I prefer the Mazalok one.
I think my favorite part about looking back, and I have a great window to the behind the glass.
I can't
guys.
See a damn thing. I can't see a thing without my earmuffs.
And I see Plowsy working feverishly on a computer keypad, which is laying on top of a record player. Literally a record player.
Who says the studio's out of date?
Let me hear that one more time, Kyle.
Hit the lever.
The waffle fries.
that Tim here.
There it is. That's my favorite one.
He would take questions only from me.
Tim, I think that's a good read.
Okay. Here come the lemon drops.
That's what they're called. Isn't that a candy?
Lemon drops.
It's a good term.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. Plowboy, you have companies requesting you doing live endorsements now. That's commonplace for a former board operator / co-producer. You are the postmaster general, sir.
Couldn't be more happy about it as well, Tim. And let me just give you a quick rundown. We all know about the famous cheese steak.
That's right.
You get very businesslike when you start to do one of your lives.
Yeah, it's all of a sudden.
You also, and I do this too.
Let's go to this Department of the Treasury.
Yeah, you're a hands talker. I do that on TV as well, but like you're on radio and you're really demonstrative with your hands.
I feel like my voice is better and I'm more defined as a speaker if I move my hands. So I've done that throughout my whole high school and college career, giving speeches. Seemed to work out rather well, so we're going to continue it now, Chuck, if you don't mind.
All right, go ahead.
Please. Sure, go ahead.
Okay. Blues season coming to an end, going into the playoffs. 22-ounce domestic draft specials. Blues ticket giveaways every Thursday and Fridays. 20% off your bill when you show your ticket stub to that day's game, as well as Cardinal season. The Cardinals are ready to soar, Doug, and the post is where you want to be. Cardinal ticket giveaways every Tuesday and Friday. And also 20% off your bill when you show your Cardinal stub the day of said game. And every Grichik.
Don't say said game.
I like
don't
that.
Don't say said
no,
game.
No, I like that.
Thank you very much. No. And every home run Grichik will hit, I'm thinking about 30 to 32, you'll get free Redbird shots at the post. Two locales, one on Manchester and Maplewood, and their new locale in Creepcourt at Olive and Old Ballast. Doug, check them out at thepostsportsbar.com.
I just wish they had a good slogan.
And stay posted, my friend.
Boom!
Yeah, they've got one.
How about locales?
You like that?
I like it. That was a great read.
That was a great read.
I like
Postmaster General. They love him at the
said
post.
Game. I go to that post spot, Maplewood, right? Maplewood over there, great spot.
That's the one I go to, closest to my house, about 10 minutes away.
Let me ask you this.
Go ahead.
With the new office being where it is, and the listeners are going to be able to post up, no pun intended, on his read right there.
At Courtesy Diner?
That's how good I am. Right there at 1300 Hampton, with windows on Hampton.
They can see in?
Yep. They'll be able to go right there, and we might get a headset and a mic for the Plowboy to go out there and talk like Al Roker.
Today's show, I like that.
No, that's where we're moving.
We have that kind of wireless technology, I guess. Mm-hmm. I guess we got a cell phone. We could
Well, with the record player in there, we feel like we have
right.
some.
Right, okay.
So I can take Highway 40 home, okay? I can take Highway 44 home. They're probably equidistant from 1300 Hampton.
Just about, yeah.
Or something I did yesterday, and this is kind of fun, okay?
Right down Manchester.
Yeah.
Sure you did.
And I don't know which one is the fastest route. What do you think the play is? 44 has some construction going on. Right at Hampton and 40 is always a backup at McCausland. And 170 now as well. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, it's about the same.
I'm a highway guy, though. I would rather be going fast on the highway, even if it's like 1 minute longer than going through a bunch of stoplights on Manchester.
But if you live where Tim lives, you got to go down Manchester and then probably hit Lindbergh and then go north on Lindbergh all the way to 40, and you're dealing with traffic there. That's probably how you get to 40.
South on Lindbergh from 40 through Frontenac and Huntley, of course.
You'd be traveling north.
To where?
To Highway 40.
We're on Manchester.
To get to Highway 40.
From Hampton?
From where you live. You'd have to go down Manchester and then go north on Lindbergh.
I'm talking about going home, baby.
Oh,
home, baby.
You are correct,
baby.
If I'm coming to the office.
Yeah, no. you're not just right by either of the highways.
That's right. But I can get right on Manchester.
So you're thinking by the time you get to either 44 or 40,
I know.
You're two-thirds of the way to the
You know what we ought to have? Here's what we ought to do. We all ought to sleep at my house in the same bed.
Well, and that's
then
not necessary.
And then that next morning or the morning after.
That's not necessary.
We all leave. Doug, you take 44. Charlie, you take 40. And then I'll take Manchester, and we'll see who goes first. But we all understand.
That would be a fun exercise, but it shouldn't require sleeping together.
There's nothing better than wearing a condom.
Okay, Jay.
So true.
What does that have
to
do?
Some people disagree.
What does that possibly have to do with finding out what's the closest way to go?
It's just a good point. It doesn't matter when it's said if it's a good point.
But what if Doug speeds and we obey the laws?
Yeah, I know.
Well, you'd have to have an agreement that you're going to go exactly the speed limit.
Yeah, I think I'm always a highway guy.
At that hour of the day.
I was a highwayman. You know who sings that?
The highwayman?
At that hour of
right.
the day. Could I continue, please, fellas?
Is it going to be a good story?
Not really.
Go ahead.
I'm just thinking at that hour of the day, there's not a whole lot of traffic, even on Manchester. So when you're going at 6:30 or 6:40 in the morning.
I'm talking about going home, baby.
Well, going home, baby, is probably better to go the highway.
You think so?
Probably.
But that 40, it's a mess. It's a whole thing.
We'll go 44.
But I'm podcasting like the Dickens. Somebody on the fan page told me, do you ever listen to Dan Savage's Lovecast?
Hell no. Hell no.
Who is this person?
He has a. I'm looking for more podcasts. I'm just podcasting like the Dickens. I even podcasted on a flight yesterday. Bill Simmons and Keith Olbermann. It was great stuff. Talked about the decline of SportsCenter. Fascinating, fascinating discussion. But yeah, this Dan Savage does a love cast, and I was listening to that. And so I actually don't mind my time in the car as much anymore. So maybe I'll move to New York City and get a place in White Plains, and I'll have one of those two-hour commutes, because now I won't mind being in the car because of a podcast like Dan Savage's Lovecast, and they spent a lot of time on MMFs yesterday.
Being in the car, Doug, is the only time of the day that I actually enjoy talking on the phone.
All right.
You like talking on the phone.
Well, no, I don't really like talking on the phone at all.
I don't either.
Like, if I'm sitting at my house, let's say I'm watching TV, I'm surfing the internet, I'm looking at fantasy baseball, if my phone rings, I just won't answer it. But for that 20-minute drive to work, and usually, well, I drive back later now, but that's the one time a day I like talking on the phone to people. So that's when I make my
calls.
Well,
you have to be careful. It's illegal in some areas.
Talk on the phone?
You go hands-free.
Kirkwood it is.
Is it really?
Yep.
Even hands-free, baby?
In Illinois, the entire state. Well, hands-free, I guess you could do it, but you can't pick the phone up.
You ever have a hands-free?
No, but I can put it on speaker and, like, lay it on my lap.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Or the console.
I was a highwayman. Back on that. I think it was Waylon Jennings, Willie Nelson.
Waylon Jennings, which
Cash?
Chris Long named
Chris Christopherson.
He was. Supergroup. Chris Long named his child Waylon
yep.
after Waylon Jennings because he's such a fan.
Is that the case?
It is.
All right.
Use Manchester and find us more sponsors to support, Tim. Thanks. The St. Peter's Lemming.
That's
I have a lot of lemmings out in St. Peter's, but it's great to have them wherever they may be from. Tim, quit your bitching. Try driving out to Wildwood. Thanks, Steve in Wildwood.
No, that's too far out there. If you got to go to the city.
There's some nice houses out there, though, baby.
There's some gorgeous houses out there, but it's too far. If you work in the city, it's too far. There's nice houses between between Wildwood and here, Wildwood and 270. There's lots of nice houses there. Why tack on another 25 minutes?
I'm not looking to. It's Stephen Wildwood.
Okay. I'm just kind of fed up with his attitude.
Somebody has just given a route to my home, which is awfully concerning. Charlie's just shaking his head, kind of disappointed.
Right up to your door, probably that Uber guy.
Names the street.
You made him wait out there.
Tim A., 44 to Barry, cut over Oakland and pass Ursuline to Argonne. Argonne all the way over to your street. Boom. From the 314.
Over to said street?
Yeah, you could do that. You could get off 44, get off at Barry.
I dropped him off Barry, one night.
Yeah, you could do that.
You did.
We were hanging out at Billy G's.
You and your lovely fiance.
That's right. At that time.
Probably fiance. Fine. Yep. She's fine.
She was just my girlfriend at the time, Doug, but now she's my fiance.
And now that you are off on weekends, you can play wiffle ball.
Play wiffle ball. I'm in. Let's do this. I'm in,
this
Doug.
Is what I need. I need stuff to do on the weekends. Otherwise, I'm just going to keep traveling every weekend.
Have you got a wiffle ball tournament lined up this year?
Yeah, we're going to do one at Francis Park, actually. I think like June 25th, if that's a Saturday.
We had just a little bit of rain last year.
You wouldn't even have noticed it outside of the slipping and flooding.
I know we bring this idea up a lot, and Tim, I'd like to bring it up again.
Oh, it's a submission,
I think
Doug.
What would be fun is the home game, the poker home game. Because I know we could convince Doug. I know Charlie would come. I would obviously attend as well. CMR would come. I mean, we could get, you know, a nice 10, 12 people.
Doug, will you have us over for a home game?
No, I don't want you people in my house.
Now, when you say you people, what do you mean?
I mean everyone I'm looking at right now.
See, I don't like that.
I can't trust you.
The fact is you've never had just a little party for the radio group.
My house isn't big enough for four or five more people.
Yes, it is. You have four kids. Three? How many you got? Three?
Well,
you got kids you don't even know about.
Yeah. Some in Southeast Asia.
My house, really?
My little tar paper shack is not large enough.
Just for one of these nights. Just have okay, what are your off days from TV?
There aren't any.
No. There's got to be a night where, how about like a Cardinals game? They're playing, let's say, the Reds.
Why do you want to come to my house?
Barbecue. Well, I'll bring a different meat.
You just want to sniff around my crib.
I'll bring a dish to pass.
Don't say dish.
I like that. I like everything you're saying.
I'll bring potatoes.
Guys, don't say I'm going to bring a dish.
Yeah, I'm not going to make it, but I'll bring it. The fiance will make it. She's a
good cook. Why do you want to be in my house?
I just want to see where you live.
Well, what if I take a picture of it and show you?
No, I want to be there.
Yeah,
why?
Because don't you like us?
Well, not that much.
Okay, hopefully I'll buy a house soon. Right now I live in a smaller
condo. You guys looking at houses, baby? You're looking at houses.
Thinking about it, but we'll see what happens.
Why don't you come move right by us? Be great.
The fiance loves
Kirkwood. You got $700,000?
Yeah. She's in love with Kirkwood.
Yeah, you got 700 grand.
Build some new houses on the street. Come on by. The water's warm. We'll play wiffle ball all day long.
Those are about 700 grand.
Well, there's some cheaper ones.
Yeah, that are 100 years old.
You
better bring a couple of checkbooks if you're going to buy in Kirkwood.
I have two checkbooks, actually.
You better bring a third.
I have checking and savings.
That's probably enough. And your finance has probably a checking account and possibly a savings account. That's four. Bring all four.
Hey, don't talk about my fiance's finances.
Nice. Well done. That was fun. Fun
across the line there. Well, between the four checkbooks that you'll bring, you could probably get a little something.
Yeah. You know, they have that checkbook journalism, they call it.
You know,
I would be cool with that.
I'd like to see more of that.
Yeah. Checkbook journalism.
I used to think
more of it.
I couldn't be bought, but I really can be bought.
Oh, absolutely.
David Klein of Hedonism chiming in. Are you following him on Twitter?
I blocked him. He got mild.
Is he not giving birth, obviously. Is he having twins?
Is he giving birth?
Is his wife having twins? Is
As a
right?
matter of fact, that's what his text is about, Charlie. Yeah. Tim, I will give you something to do on the weekends. You can come to a baby shower for my future baby boys. Just make sure to bring diapers for the babies and for me.
I would go to that.
David Klein of Hedonism.
I was a big, still am, but we don't see him as much. I'm a big fan of David Klein of Hedonism.
He's KMOX. He's 50,000 red hot watts, sir.
Good dude.
Boy, I used to vacation down there at Hedonism a lot.
He's a good guy.
Once or twice a month he'd go on down there.
Doug Tommy Mites writing it. He says, check my page.
How does KMOX feel about the fact that their employee is listening to the competitor
right
now? Oh,
God, I'm sure they're threatened.
Well, he may not be listening. He just typed in.
He just randomly texted in about a conversation we just had
probably
2 minutes ago.
Isn't that what you would tell the boss at KMOX?
Good call.
Hey, Doug, quick side note. Will you ride me hard like that Sly Stallone did to Kurt Russell in that movie Tango and Cash?
Who was it, Tim?
The Johnny's Market meat manager. Oh, meat mangler, I'm sorry.
Johnny's Market is now out of business. It's right there by me. I've been out of business a couple of years. Johnny's Market meat manager, you've been suspended. You not only lost your job when the grocery store shut down, but now you've been suspended a period of 2 days' time. You know what the good thing is? Tuesday night is a special all-you-can-eat night.
Oh, really?
Fugazi's. Yeah. They have awesome fried chicken there along with the fantastic toasted
I've had fried
rab.
Chicken the last 2 nights.
Yeah.
How random is that?
Delicious. Delicious.
You take the skin off, though, don't you?
Well, there's this place in Miami Beach called the Yardbird. And I take creepy pictures when I'm out there with Anna Marie. I don't know if you saw it. Somewhere I was in the shrubs, and I felt like that's a good time to get a picture. Mm-hmm. And we had Chicky Bisky at the Yardbird.
Yeah, sakes.
And that was delicious. And then for whatever reason, last night we get back into St. Louis after I run into Brad Ausmus and his boxers, and Anna Marie was kind of craving Chick-fil-A. So it's back-to-back nights of chicken sandwiches.
Oh, chicken sandwiches, not real fried chicken.
But the chicken's fried, baby. The chicken's fried.
The chicken's fried, baby.
A little bit of chicken fried. Cold beer on a Friday night.
Matt Holliday, is that still his walk-up song?
Doug?
It was for a while,
we
Doug.
We hadn't been.
Either way, about said song.
I think it's
song.
Drake.
But
Jumpy.
Tim, so you mentioned said picture that you posted.
Right.
A beautiful picture of you and your wife.
I was obscured, so that helped.
No. Listen to this. True story. From Miami, you posted on Facebook. And me and the Fiance were looking on Facebook, and she sees the picture, and she says, you know, I'm paraphrasing. She says something like, they're a beautiful couple. And she said, and his head really isn't misshapen.
Oh, my God. She's just one text of the day.
No, she said that. And I go, yeah, it's like nothing on the show is really true. You know that, right? Like, you've listened long enough. None of it is real. I mean, it might be just slightly misshapen, but certainly, I mean, it's not like he has like a demented head.
No.
It's totally normal.
The part that is misshapen sometimes can catch the light, and if he holds his head in the right position, it'll help the lighting on Anna Marie's picture.
Oh, you know, really? Like it operates as like
right.
a
It'll bounce
like a, like
off
a
of
sun.
Your head. It'll bounce off of
My
your head.
My head is like head. The sun.
One of those visors when you're tanning, you have one of those.
That's right.
Those what, chrome-looking kind of things you hold out there.
Sure. That's exactly what you have.
Tim is
hot. I don't know who that was, but I appreciate it.
It sounded like Janie the lesbian.
Well, then it doesn't have as much.
No. Doesn't have legs.
Janie the lesbian was thrilled, as were a number of the listeners who were kind enough to send it to me on Sunday, that over the, or in the backstop, the game in Pittsburgh, that they kept saying Trib Media. Did you see that? I guess in reference to, I don't know.
Tribune Company.
Okay. But she liked that. She's pro-tribbing, and most of our listeners now are pro-tribbing.
That's where the jobs are. They own a lot of stations.
Yep.
I still am not looking it up, even though I have a very good idea of what it is.
Really?
Yeah.
It really is about as good as it gets.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
It honestly is. I don't know what would be better. I honestly don't.
Working for Tribune's better. We have great benefits.
Well, that's what it is.
Hey, Doug, we have, I mean, our 401k match, and you're talking about the pension and all that?
Mm-hmm.
Pretty solid.
Yeah, we have that. Of course we have that.
Ours is better, though.
I mean, we have it at Inside SCL, but I still think I'll take the tribbing. Like, honest, I'm trying to think what I would take over tribbing. And I don't know what it would be.
$10 million?
I don't know. It's kind of a drop in the bucket these days.
Oh, yeah.
That's a tip.
Right. Sure.
Wow, that's a whole other thing.
Good point.
Yeah. Jumpy.
Tim, would you appear in a porn movie if they paid you? That question's still out there. It's been unanswered.
Speaking of porn movies, it's kind of random when this happens on Twitter where, you know, you check your mentions, your notifications, and, like, I randomly have this adult film star I've never heard of.
Who's that?
Who just started following me. Her name is, let me look.
Doug, do you know who this is?
Yeah, because I got the same follow.
Katrina Star XXX.
I know Katrina Jade.
And she just starts following me. She's either a bot or fake. But I think that's kind
of
weird because, you know, I'm not following her. So anybody that can look at my page, though, can look and see that. And I don't necessarily want that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, block her.
Yes, I will.
That's what I'm going to do. Block her.
She's following me. She's not following me.
I don't think I'll do that right now.
Not following me.
Doug and I are a little better. We're a little better looking than you are.
Shut down the show here for a moment.
That's probably true. But if I were like 6'5", that would be big.
It helps.
Yeah, I mean, it really does. That's like a whole thing. And I didn't know that. I honestly didn't know that.
That's unfortunate, though, that some women are like, oh, I won't date a guy unless he's
Yeah, but I won't date a heavy woman.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, I mean, there's nothing I can do about this. You can get that Metabolic Meals and Evolve Personal Fitness, and all of a sudden you're as trim as a shrub, you know?
But if you just, like, hung from a swing at night?
I do.
You could probably gain a couple inches.
I do. That's how I got to 5'4". I was 5'1" before I started hanging from swings.
Hanging from a swing, and your muscles and bones actually stretch.
Yep.
I'll be darned.
Or you could wear just big heels. Like, you know those Skechers?
I am.
You know those,
look at these things. Look at the heel on this.
There's another couple inches.
You know those Skechers step-up shoes that, like, Joe Montana endorses, even though they look horrible? Mm-hmm. I guess they're supposed to help out, like, your calves. You could get, like, 8-inch heels.
Well, sure.
On your sneakers.
Do you think people would notice that?
Wear really long jeans.
Okay.
Mom jeans.
Cover that up. Mom jeans.
Well, you could wear stilts, I guess.
Carpenter jeans are in again, right?
Walk around on stilts.
Right. Doug, do you know anything about Bertarelli cutlery?
Well, they don't do stilts, I know that much, and I don't think they wear, well, maybe they do wear jeans at Bertarelli Cutlery, I suppose you can.
I can see Marco doing that.
Yeah, you could wear jeans while you're sharpening knives, but the big thing is, this is a special month at Bertarelli Cutlery, because you bring in anything that you need sharpening.
50 years in business, brother.
That's right. You bring in anything on April 30th to Bertarelli Cutlery, this is part of their Edges for Pledges, and that day all the proceeds from sharpening will go to the Backstoppers. It all goes to the Backstoppers on April 30th, along with a portion of sales in the retail showroom and the Mission Taco food truck, all going to this fine charity, the Backstoppers, at Bertarelli. 50 years now they've been in business, Tim, offering fine equipment for the professional and the domestic kitchen. Some of the best restaurants and hotels in town take their cutlery to Bertarelli to have it sharpened up, and they buy it there, in fact, as well. So if you're really big in the kitchen, they've got everything you could possibly want at Bertarelli. Top brand cookware, appliances, gadgets, and serving accessories. Restaurants throughout the area trust them, so should you. Follow them on Twitter at STL Knives. Check them out at BertarelliCutlery.com.
Marco Bertarelli and the Bertarelli family, 50 years. Congratulations to them on that. We have emails coming up. $20 gift certificate to Lowe's. That's what we'll be broadcasting for opening day. All the shows up until the afternoon shows, because the Cardinal game is going on at the same time. It'll be best of. But Joe Roderick is going to be joined by Jay Randolph Jr. starting today. And Jennings will be in on Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays on the U.S. Bank Afternoon Drive. So that will be good entertainment. Pat Emig is going to be doing 2 to 3. Doug, he's got a new job, and it made it difficult for him to do a full 3-hour show. Still wanted to be at the station, so 2 to 3 for Patrick. And then Jennings now part of the whole deal with Joe Roderick. Looking forward to hearing Pat do his thing, which is what he did when we started the station back in 2013, 2 to 3. And then Jennings is back, and he's on with Joe Roderick from 3 to 6. Charlie.
So what's the deal Monday morning as far as can we show up? Can we hang out? What's the deal?
At Llewellyn's?
Yeah.
Well, of course. Why
starting
not?
At 7 a.m.?
Yeah. I'm sure all the listeners will be there hanging out.
I may do
they
that.
They won't be there at 7 a.m., will they?
I could see some of them actually being there at 7 a.m.
I could see that.
Like Buck Swope being there.
Yeah.
Now, why do you say it like that?
Well, he'll be taking photos and things.
And such. Mm-hmm. Of said.
That's
of
a good deal, though, to go down there to Llewellyn's and get on that trolley.
Yeah,
yesterday I said to Jay, you know what, even if you couldn't catch the trolley, you could still walk from Llewellyn's to the stadium, and he about had a heart attack. He said, there's no way. I said, it's only, a mile? He said, there's no way a human could walk that far. I said, well, I think you could. I don't think you'd necessarily want to, but you could. But the trolley, that's the way to go.
I'm telling you, Llewellyn's trolley.
Opening day parking's right like $30 down there. Some of the places, it's like $30. I heard Bill DeWitt III say last night on the Blues telecast that the game wasn't sold out yet.
Really?
Yeah.
The hell?
People are down on this club.
Well, I don't know that it's that.
You really think that's the case?
No, I'm just kidding. I think nowadays people just buy tickets late.
That's surprised. That actually legitimately surprised me. I didn't know that was the case.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Doug, warmer weather is here. I know that makes me and you very happy. Charlie, are you a warm weather guy? Do you care? Being Toledo, growing up in the Great Lakes, all day.
I definitely prefer warm weather.
I mean, I just really have to. I mean, I figure I've got maybe 30 years left if I'm lucky, and I just don't want to spend half of it freezing my ass off in St. Louis. So we go to Florida, yeah. We go to Las Vegas when it's you know, starts warming up out there. That's my move, and it makes me happy. As I'm driving to the station, like I said, and I see the sun in a certain position in the eastern sky, Doug, because that means we got 6 months of warm weather. Baseball's here, hockey playoffs. When it gets warm, it makes me think of hockey playoffs growing up and watching the Blues play and the Blackhawks and the Maple Leafs and the Stars, North Stars back when it was at. Well, it also means this at Audio Express. It's time to roll the windows down or drop your convertible top and crank up your jams. Jam, 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 jam. Teddy, jam, tam, jam, jam.
Okay. Pump up the jam. Pump it.
Oh, nice. Was it Technosonic 89?
Yeah, Doug.
Supersonic?
It was one of those years.
J.J. Fad, Supersonic. Watch this. Supersonic.
Hey, J.J. Hardy.
Very nice shortstop for the Orioles.
Yeah.
But wait.
This is all part of the commercial copy?
It's all in the copy.
All right.
If your door speakers sound like mush or your bass is non-existent, now you could have just been listening to the WW recap, but if you weren't, head to Audio Express, quality auto sound, and have their team of car audio professionals get your tunes in shape for summertime jams. Jam, Teddy, jam, 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 Teddy, jam. Kenwood's latest AM/FM CD player loaded with hands-free Bluetooth, USB smartphone control, and Pandora at just $129 is a great way to start at matching Kenwood speakers for just $59 more. And with Audio Express Quality Auto Sound Special, no credit needed payment plan, you can own it all today and pay for it later. Check out Audio Express Quality Auto Sound for more deals today. That's AE/QAS.com. Audio Express Quality Auto Sound. Dale is on, and he's got, this is a very special thing. Dale's been a loyal listener for a long time, and he's got a very special announcement, and I'm glad that we have a couple of minutes for him to be able to promote it to our audience. Dale, good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
Very good. Thank you for calling in, because I wanted to make sure that we were able to promote this to our loyal listeners.
Hey, no problem. I wanted to take a moment and say congrats to Charlie, best wishes to you and your soon-to-be wife, sir.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Ain't no problem at all. And I also wanted to say, I know Tim's got a milestone birthday coming up this year of being 40. I do as well. I'll be 50, and I can only assume that Doug's milestone is he's going to be 70.
Yes. That's right.
There we go.
Thanks, Dale.
But, yeah, we got a...
Dale came loaded from Bear, Doug.
Turns page.
Sorry.
Turns page.
The power of the giraffe non-for-profit that we started in honor of my wife. We're having our second annual 5K run/walk coming up Saturday, April 23rd at 9 a.m. It's at Alton Riverfront Park, which is right there next to the Alton Amphitheater and Argosy Casino in Alton, Illinois. Larry Nickel and Chrissy Blake will both be in attendance, and I know that Larry would like to have everyone come out and support him, plus support the worthy cause.
Doug, Dale lost his wife, and she battled cancer for a long time, and so he, in her honor, has put this event together. And just one more time on the details, Dale, for our audience.
It's $30 registration fee. You can register at Races Online and go through the calendar and find the giraffe run on April 23rd. You can go to the powerofthegiraffe.org, and there's a link on the front page of the website. There's also a link on the Power of the Giraffe Facebook page that you can click on to go to Races Online and register online as well. There's also a paper registration form if you want to print that out and bring that the day of the race.
There it is, the Power of the Giraffe, and it'll be going on here in a few weeks. What is the date? April 20?
April 23rd.
23rd.
Just last night we spent a couple hours some of the board members and support for the Power of the Giraffe building about 260 baskets that will go to area cancer patients that are going through chemo or radiation. We have to replenish the supplies that are we gave to Alt Memorial Hospital last year, West F. St. Anthony's, and Anderson Hospital. Plus, this year we're jumping across the river, and we'll be taking about 125 baskets to St. Louis University Hospital to the patients that are receiving treatments there. We've tried to start with all the hospitals that Carol had received treatments at, either chemo or radiation or tests or CyberKnife or whatever. So we try to do it kind of organically where she had her footprint. But trying to do our small part to fill that void that's out there.
Well, she would be very proud of all of the work that you're putting into it. And hopefully our audience will be there to help or at least make a donation, Dale. Thank you so much for calling in. And we'll continue to promote it leading up to the event on the 23rd, sir. We appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Right, thanks, Dale.
Dale, also known as Big Papa in Belleville. For those of you who have been listening for a long time, he was a loyal emailer. Hey, you know what it's time for? It's email of the day. But first, golf's first major right around the corner, and you can play one-week fantasy golf for free at DraftKings.com. Whether you're a master of golf or just ready to try a new fantasy sport, you can play one-week fantasy golf for free at DraftKings.com. Doug, my action, Adam Scott. That's where my action's
going. He's the hot player, isn't he?
He's cooled off a little bit since winning back-to-back events in Palm Beach Gardens in Miami, but he has had success there with one green jacket. I'm going with Adam Scott, but I'll be pulling for that Jordan Spieth. Just pick six golfers before tee-off, stay under the salary cap, and rack up points for streaks, per hole performance, tournament finishes, and more. Outscore the competition, and you could win with every tournament. DraftKings brings the excitement of the game to a whole new level with every monster drive and every made putt bringing you closer to victory, and DraftKings is more than fantasy golf. Choose from a variety of sports to showcase your winning skills. Millions of sports fans have already discovered DraftKings. Now it's your turn. This isn't fantasy as usual. This is DraftKings. Fantasy golf contests begin when tournaments tee off. So get to DraftKings.com and choose your golfers. Use promo code 920. It's important. Use the promo code 920 and play for free. That's promo code 920 to play for free now only at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com. Play for free. Time for our email today. $20 gift certificate to Wellens, where we'll be doing the show on Cardinal Home Opener.
That's a heck of a gift certificate.
Yeah, this is nice. This is kind of important, okay?
Okay.
Good morning. Tim's story about seeing Brad Ausmus got me thinking back to the time I was staying at the Six Flags Ramada. I stepped out of my room to get ice, and then I saw a tall blonde man. Usually he was wearing pleated khakis, a blue Oxford, and a navy blazer, but now, nothing. I'm doing some yoga in my suite, he told me. Why don't you get in a downward-facing dog, and I'll get in feathered peacock and straight wide-angle your sweaty...
Okay, that's enough. Who, Tim? Who?
Wow, what a day. Horny and Lime.
Horny and Lime. Suspended. Suspended a period of 2 days' time. Ragazzi's, home of the frozen fishbowl, has supplied my fabulous suspension logule. Thanks, Ragazzi's. No thank you, Horny and Lime.
Cucky the Dwarf, defending email of the day, month champion. TMA, the motel edition. The birds were singing and the sun was shining brightly through the Motel 6 bay windows. They have bay windows at Motel 6?
Most of them do not.
I gave Plowsy a slap on the ass and headed to the door to grab the morning paper. Plowsy was all tuckered out from making bank while spinning EDM the night before. Oh, that and all the digit play. And to my surprise, who did I see standing in the hallway across from me? Why, it was old Jim Leland.
From Perrysburg, Ohio.
Really? Wearing his baseball spikes, probably.
Yeah, you read the email?
No.
Smoking, banging heaters.
He was wearing metal spikes, stirrups, and a muddy jog strap. His wrinkles were glistening. Boy, a lot of people run into old Tiger managers.
Right, right. It's a very common thing to do, I guess, this time of year.
Want to come in and sit in my pack and play? Mandy Moore's brother's in there.
I like it.
Said Jim. I grabbed Plowsy, who was making chocolate pancakes on the comforter, and we had the days of our lives. And you know what they say, what happens in Poughkeepsie stays in my rectum.
No.
That's from Cucky, the highly medicated
dwarf. Oh, my God.
This guy might be the new Dynasty, Doug. Cucky, this might be the new Villanova.
He's a really good writer, though.
Highly medicated dwarf.
That was good.
It wasn't that good.
No, I think he was really good, actually.
Wild.
Guys, I love Doug so much that I'm going to listen to his request from last week. I will indeed shift my militant gay energy to the cat. I'm going to take Mr. Hayes up to Fazoli's on Chippewa and hoist that husky Hebrew up on that baby-changing station and peg him like the Dickens. Thanks, Brian and Beemore. Mm. Now, do you accept that?
Seems reasonable. Brian and Beemore.
It depends on who
nice
the target
nice
the
little email.
Trib, Utes.
Ever have trouble sleeping? What do? Count sheep? I concoct texts and emails to Doug. It goes like this. Work thought. Aaron, roll over. Me and Doug spooning. Snug as a Doug in a rug. But Doug's look is smug, so I give him a hug. Doug still looks like a pug, so I give Doug a tug. I see a smile on that mug. Snore. Thanks, guys. That's from Doug Staint.
Oh, for crying out loud. What was the lot? Doug Stinked?
Staint.
Okay.
It's like stained, but
like
with a T.
Doug's.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
But if you say it really quick, Doug, say it really quick.
No.
Fellas, I had a great trip to Vegas last weekend. It started off rough when a buddy of mine had a row with Jimmy the Bull of escalators. Our luck changed after we met a celebrity of sorts. I was pretty hammered, so much of the night is a little hazy. The last thing I can recall before passing out back in the hotel room was my friend getting in a tickle fight with Andy Dick. I'm about 50% certain that I wasn't roughied. Your pal, Deucey McBulge.
Deucey McBulge.
Deuces.
And finally, short on time. Bad time management today, but I just did so many damn takes.
Yeah.
Guys, Plops here. Great WW recap as always. Nobody puts it into words quite like Larry. Tim posed the question, why don't the fans like Roman Reigns? To which Larry answered, because, like The Rock, take it slow, the fans. Also, Samoan championship.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the prompter goes down and just people start.
Right, you have to ad lib and you get in trouble. Lots of trouble.
He and I once again are on the same page, man. Maybe that's why this segment turns me on so damn much week after week. It's like Ludacris once saying, we want a lady in the sheets, but a 5 foot, 2 inch, 275 pound gentleman with a blonde mustache in the bed.
Mm-mm.
Oh, it's true. It's true. It's damn true. Misty Plops.
Misty?
And that's what we have for the email of the day. Who gets a $20 gift certificate to Llewellyn's?
I was really taken by this fellow by the name of Brian and Beemore. I thought he really pinned a darn fine email.
Because he went after Kat and not you.
Oh, not necessarily that reason. I just thought he made some good points.
Let me just say this.
Well written.
I like the name Doug Staint, but I really stopped listening after one Cucky, the highly medicated dwarf, because that was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, Misty Plops had a great effort. Doug Staint as well, but it's Cucky, the highly medicated dwarf.
Dang, Lucas!
We're watching something special here. We're going to remember the era. It's kind of like Palmer and Nicholas, the Cucky, the dwarf, Misty Plops era.
Probably so.
Yep.
It used to be the Rat and Bloomsdale and the West County Turkey Baster.
Yep, not anymore.
No.
It's the Cucky,
they
the dwarf.
They just got too old.
Misty Plops. Yeah, they're eight now.
Right.
It's the Lion's Choice famous roast beef handoff to Frank Cusimano's legitimate radio program, which is the Hollywood Casino Press Box, and it starts in a matter of moments here on CBS Sports 105.7 AC2 FM 920 AM and InsideSTL.com. I like that because it makes it sound like that way. It's like new, and I'm not just doing something out of habit that I've done 5 million times.
I get it. You're a well-schooled professional.
People don't get that, how great I am.
No.
All right, for Kyle, for the Plowboy, for the Seamaster, for my brother Kevin, for Charlie Marlowe, and for Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and for Douglas Elvin Vaughn, I'm Tim McKernan. This has been the Ryan Kelly Morning After on CBS Sports, 105.7 HD2 FM, 920 AM, and InsideSTL.com. I'm live from the Gateway Pew.